Hey, friends, my name is Becky Kopitsky, and this is the Inspired Business Podcast, where we talk all about how to earn a God-honoring income from your creative work so that you can serve more people in less time and sustain your message financially. In this show, you'll discover smart and biblically sound strategies for growing your reach, promoting your content, honing your craft, and building a business that's based on your top priorities of family and faith. Together, we're going to boost your influence and your income so you can keep changing the world one conversation at a time. I am so glad you're here. Hello, and welcome back to our three-part series on email marketing. Thanks so much to everybody who tuned in last week and then reached out to say that you're looking forward to learning more about how to grow and nurture your email list. And that word nurture is what today's discussion is all about. This is the second episode in our three-part series. And today we're going to talk all about what to say to your email subscribers. Last week, we discussed how to get people onto your list. Now we're moving on to what to do with them once you have them. So today we're going to answer three particular questions. First of all, what kind of content should you send to your subscribers? Secondly, when should you email them? And third, how can you help ensure they're actually going to open your email when you send it? So let's start with what kind of content should you send? In general, I look at my email content in three categories: promotional, informational, and encouragement. So let's just break those down. Promotional emails, they're just that. They are emails designed to promote a product or a service. You'll send these when you're launching a new product or when you're running a sale, when you're following up with leads, which usually means those emails are automated through your sales funnel, and then when you're sharing someone else's product as part of an affiliate campaign. Basically, anytime you want to sell something, it's a promotional email. My top suggestion for promo emails is to be authentic. Please don't suddenly turn into an infomercial. Just be who you are and use the same strategies that I talk about for writing sales page copy in your emails. That means relate to the customer's feelings and hopes. Focus on the transformation that your product can bring the customer and make it about the customer, the prospective customer, not all about you. It is appropriate in a promotional email to include some sort of value-added training or advice so your subscriber gets more out of it than just an invitation to buy your thing. Show them that you care about them and that you want to serve them. One of my favorite resources for swipe copy for promotional emails is the Email Marketing Fairy. This is a downloadable packet of suggested content for a variety of scenarios. So I'll link to that resource in the show notes below. Also, informational emails. Informational emails are like those value-added promotional emails, only they're not necessarily tied to a launch or a sale campaign. These are just emails that stay in touch with your audience. They share your knowledge. They teach or they advise on a certain topic. These could be links to your blog posts or your podcast episodes, or they could be a regular newsletter of curated resources or updates. But honestly, I'm not a huge fan anymore of newsletters. I'd rather send an email that's focused on one topic and expound on that topic really well, sort of like taking your reader on a journey toward a conclusion that benefits them, more like a complete article that serves the reader and shares your expertise. You can certainly add some sort of call to action at the end of an informational email, but it should behave more like a PS than the main focus of the content. And that's what differentiates an informational email from a straight-up promotional email. You're more focused on providing value than on selling a product. And then finally, encouragement emails. These are messages that I'll send to my audience that simply remind my subscribers how important their work is and how they shouldn't give up. Know who your subscribers are and what they struggle with. Then send an email from time to time that's just designed to boost their spirits and give them courage to keep going. In other words, be a friend. We are real people serving real people who have real problems. And so encouragement emails are going to go a lot further toward building trust and respect with your subscribers than any promotional email ever will. Okay, so the next question then is, when should you email your subscribers? We've talked about what you should send them, but now when should you email them? I personally work best with a plan. If you are more of a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants kind of person, that is okay. But in order to make sure that, for me personally, I'm serving and not annoying my subscribers, I try to keep tabs on what I'm sending to them and when, to make sure that I'm not overextending my welcome or appearing like a scatterbrain. I mean, if you ever get three totally unrelated emails from me in a day, you'll know that I've either lost my mind or there was a glitch in ConvertKit, because that should never happen. There's a lot that goes into deciding when to email your subscribers and how often, but I'll give you a simple set of guidelines to make this easy, okay? First, number one, email them when you're launching a product or running a sale. It's okay to email them every day during a launch period and multiple times a day on the last day of your launch. That's to make sure that they don't miss a chance to buy before the cart closes. This might sound annoying, but it's actually a favor to the people who will forget, and then they're going to email you the next day begging you to open the cart back up because they missed the deadline. At the minimum, I'd send an email the morning of the final launch day and then one in the evening just saying, hey, just a reminder, the cart is closing. For informational or encouragement emails, set a schedule. That's point number two. Maybe it's monthly, maybe it's weekly, but do try to stay consistent. For example, I used to send just one informational email a month to my whole Inspired Business subscriber list just to stay connected. But now that I've started this podcast, I email my list weekly on Mondays with some introduction to the podcast topic and then a link to the episode. So I'm basically repurposing my podcast now as my regular informational emails. I will still send an article once a month, typically the first Wednesday of the month, so that I don't overlap with those Monday podcast emails. And for a while, we were testing also a second monthly email of recommended products or helps for digital marketing. So just choose what informational emails are important to you. What do you want your audience to know? What do they need to know? What's going to serve them? And then repurpose, and repurpose some more. If you blog regularly, repurpose your blog content into an email. If you're a podcaster, repurpose your podcast content into an email and link to it to send more traffic to your show. You don't even have to do this every time you post a new blog or a new episode. You could choose to create a monthly list of the here's what's happening information and then just provide links to all your recent blog posts or your podcast episodes all at once. It's up to you. But overall, unless you're launching a product or there's something special and timely going on that you need to share, try not to email everyone on your list every day. I find people actually pay better attention when they're not constantly hearing from you, and your name in their inbox becomes more of a novelty. There is an exception to this, though, and it's called the extended email series, or the lead return email series, as one of my coaches, Haley Burkhead, calls it. So put a pin in that for now, and we're going to talk more about that next week when we hit our final installment in this three-part series about how to turn your subscribers into buyers. So, okay, let's get to our last question, which is, how can you make sure your subscribers are actually going to read your emails? I'm going to let you off the hook right now. How can you make sure your subscribers are going to read your emails? You can't. You can't force anybody to open your emails. And sometimes you'll come up against technical issues that will send your email to a subscriber's spam folder, no matter how hard you try to avoid it. However, there are things that you can do to help boost what we call your open rates. That means the percentage of people who received your email that open your email and presumably read your email. I hope, personally, for the Inspire Business subscriber list, I hope for a 40% open rate at least, but I'm aiming right now for 60%. And if that sounds low, it's actually not. Industry standard is more like 22% for all industries, according to MailChimp, a study that MailChimp done. So MailChimp had done. So 60% is actually pretty high. Here are some tips to motivate people to open your emails. First of all, write interesting subject lines. Do not use a standard template subject line that never changes, like, here's the latest update from Sharon's blog. Try instead to use subject lines that get people curious enough to click through. They want to know what's actually inside. The Email Marketing Fairy, again, that resource that I mentioned, has a fantastic list of subject line suggestions that you can totally swipe. I've got a link to that resource again in the show notes. And subject lines matter. This is one of my point is, they matter. So write good ones. Secondly, make sure that your email content is good. It doesn't matter how amazing your subject line is if people click through and read a bunch of useless information or sales talk. Content matters. Write good content. Third, avoid spam words in your subject lines and in your email content itself. That means certain words are big red flags for the spam filters. Phrases like free gift or giveaway And even this isn't spam. Funny, right? So again, in the show notes for today, I've included a link to an article from ActiveCampaign of 188 spam words to avoid. I found that to be a really interesting article. And yes, truth is, I do use some of them in context. We all do. But it's an interesting read, so check that out. All right, next, also make sure that your email includes an unsubscribe button or link. This is legally required, by the way, if you're using an email management platform like MailerLite or ConvertKit or MailChimp. These tools have to have an unsubscribe feature. They are actually built into these tools. They provide this ability for you because you have to give people an opportunity to get off of your list if they opted into your list. If for any reason an unsubscribe link isn't active in your email template, that's a big red flag for spam. So just make sure you always have an unsubscribe button. And then finally, send your email from a business domain if possible, instead of Gmail or Yahoo. I'm not saying this is critical because quite honestly, when I first started this business with three partners, before we were the Inspired Business, we were called Ministry to Business. And our email address was ministrytobusiness@gmail.com for quite a while because we were just selling a product initially. We didn't really form an LLC until much later. But now at the Inspired Business, we operate under a custom domain for our email addresses. So when I send an email, it's going to come from Becky@theinspiredbusiness.co or info@theinspiredbusiness.co, not gmail.com. I have the most trouble in ConvertKit with Yahoo addresses, actually, when I'm sending email addresses out to other people. Sometimes my emails just don't go through to Yahoo. And it's an issue on Yahoo's end. So like I said, sometimes you can't avoid deliverability issues, but in general, the more legit your email address, the better. All right, well, this has been a lot of information and I've really only scratched the surface, but I hope you learned a nugget or two to help you communicate well with your subscribers. Send me an email and let me know what stood out to you the most in today's episode. I do write back personally to every email I receive. You can find me at Becky@theinspiredbusiness.co, like I mentioned earlier. So next week, we'll discuss our third and final episode in this three-part email marketing series, which is all about how to turn your email subscribers into paying customers. That's going to be a fun one. So until then, God's blessings on you, everybody. God's blessings on your business, your family, and your creative energy. It is a gift straight from God, who is the ultimate creator. That creative energy, that desire to create, that's a gift straight from Him. How cool is it that we get to reflect Him when we create content in His name? See you soon, everybody. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for tuning into the Inspired Business Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, if it spoke to your heart in some way, would you take a screenshot of it and post it to your socials or email it to a friend? The best way that we can help more Christian voices reach the world with their content is by working together to share God-honoring tips and advice, which is what I aim to do here on this podcast. So thank you for spreading the word and for walking alongside me on this Inspired Business journey. God bless you and your household. I'll see you next time.